Greetings, and welcome to the Sweet Dream series. Sweet dreams consist of four meditation blendings that I have recorded for you that you can play right before you're going to sleep. These are very short. They're, up to 7 or 8 minutes, and they focus on the type of dream that you desire to have at any given night. There is a healing dream, something that you want to heal, whether it's a physical ailment, some emotional situation you're going through, maybe it's a mental problem or issue that you're having, and even a spiritual paradox that you might be in that you want some healing. So that's your healing dream. Then there's the manifestation dream, creating and manifesting something in your dreams that you can bring then into your physical reality. And of course, it can be anything that you desire. It's your dream. Another sweet dream is the destiny dream. Now, destiny can be something large or something small, just something that you want to know about. What's your next destination? What's the new direction to go to? What is your higher purpose and destiny? So this is can be very much of an informational dream, but it is called a destiny dream because it's your next destination. And then the final recording of sweet dreams is a global dream. And of course, there's so much that we can dream about for the planet, whether it's a particular issue of in a country, a hot spot in the world, a group of people that, yes, need help, need healing, but also something positive that you want to manifest in the world. So the global dream is wide open, as all of them are, because ultimately it's the dream or the dreams that you want to dream, that through the night dreaming, and you can bring in that dream in the physical reality by getting the hints, the clues, the pieces that, together that will give you the information of what you either need to do or what's coming. It always comes in that mysterious dreamlike messaging. That's a message from your soul, your higher self, from God, Goddess, all that is. When you ask, it will come, whatever it may be. The key to, one of the main keys is, yes, to remember your dream. And I've had so many people through the years ask me, oh, I dreamed all this, I had such a dream, but then I woke up and I couldn't remember. Well, there's several techniques you can use for remembering your dreams. And one of the most important is when you're just becoming, if you're having a lucid dream and you're becoming more lucid and in that in-between state, I call it the lucid conscious state, where you're still dreaming and you're becoming conscious. First of all, don't move your body, because you're really in another dimension. When you move, you're back in fully physical. So don't move your body. Stop and where you are in the dream, or if you feel like it's complete, a lot of times you really can feel the energy of it. You'll feel it's complete. Then go back through the dream. Go backwards through that dream, remembering, now this happened and that happened. Oh, I can't remember that. And sometimes there's pieces and pockets that you cannot remember. But go back through it a couple times till you lock it in, anchor it in. Maybe bring forth a theme sentence, to anchor it in. And then go ahead and gently open your eyes and start writing it down immediately. Obviously, this takes some time, so you might want to plan your dreams to have plenty of time the next morning, or at least some time. or wake up, set the alarm that will wake you from your dream, but you still don't have to move for a little bit early, so you can remember and process that dream and write it down. And the information from a dream continues to be come to you in your waking dream reality for the next 72 hours. So the dream goes on. And the process of writing it down, there's will be more information coming through. Oh, I remembered. And then to tell the dream to someone. And even in that magic in the sharing, information will continue to come through to you. Insights that you'll see throughout your day, aha awarenesses, it all comes in a very magical and mysterious way. So I know that you're going to enjoy, and if you fall asleep before the end of the meditation blending, that is fine. It will just continue and even, you know, take you into a deeper state of dreaming. So I'm excited about this series, and I say to you, sweet dreams.